السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We started recording. Now we're talking about Islam is not American. If somebody tells you Islam is not American religion, and Muslims are not American people, how would you reply to that?
I'm American and I'm Muslim.
Yes, but logically.
What was the question?
The question is, somebody says Islam is not American. How do you reply to that? Islam, the religion, is not American.
You can't classify religion as an ethnicity.
Yes, you can't. You can't, yes. But this is legally, but a culture-wise, like people say, you guys are Muslims, you guys are not American, you guys not Americans, and you guys, and Islam is not an American religion. Let's focus on that, the ones who say Islam is an American religion. How would you reply to that? I'll give you a hint. What is the religion that dominates the United States? What's the most?
Christianity.
Where did Christianity come from?
Jesus.
Huh? Isa, yeah. And he was where?
He was in the Middle East.
He was in the Middle East, right?
Yeah.
How about the Prophet Musa?
Middle East.
So, all religions are, if you can push this pencil. Thank you. So, all religions are coming from, are imported from the Middle East, right? So, you don't say Christianity originated from New York and Judaism originated from Washington, D.C., right? They all originated where?
Middle East.
So, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, all religions are imported to the United States, right? They are imported, all of them. They came from the Middle East, all of them. How about if somebody tells you that Muhammad is not an American name? What do you say?
Muhammad is not an American name.
Other than saying Muhammad Ali, other than using Muhammad Ali as an example, we say he is his name is Muhammad, and he's American, right? He's a good American, and his name is Muhammad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, other than using this example, how can you reply to that? The ones who say the name Muhammad is not, huh? The name Muhammad is not American. How do you reply to that? Say, my reply was, Muhammad is not a Christian name, but it is an American name. You got it? Muhammad is not a Christian name, but it is an American name, right? And use example of Muhammad Ali. Say, look at him, you know? Okay. Also, there's an argument for the immigrants, like me. You guys are all born here, right? Anybody here that wasn't born, that was born outside the United States? Where are you born? Canada?
India.
Okay. Now, let me tell you something about the ones who were born in India and Canada. You guys made the choice to be an American, conscious choice to be an American, right? The ones who are born here, they didn't make a decision to be Americans, right? Right? Is that right? The ones who are born here, the American citizens that are born here, did they make the decision to become an American?
No, our parents did.
Exactly. Your parents did. You understand? The ones who were born here, they did not make the choice to be American. I want to focus here. Why? Because They made, the parents made the choice for them. How about the white people that have been in America for a long time and they are being born in America? Did they make the choice?
No.
Now, I was born in Egypt and I didn't grow up in America, but I came to America as an adult. So I made a conscious decision. I made a conscious decision as an adult. Conscious decision as an adult to become an American. How about the ones who were born American? Does this apply to them?
No.
You understand the point, Safa? You understand the point? Okay. So I can say, unlike the people who were born in the United States, immigrants are made the choice, the conscious choice to become an American. You got it? You got this argument? Now, there is something, if you run in a conflict or you disagree about something with an American citizen, with not the American citizen, with, you know, there is, most American people are nice, most of them. But there are this minority that is so racist, like Donald Trump, that so racist that they really hate Islam and Muslims, okay? So when you disagree with them, when you disagree with those, they tell you what? Go back to your country. Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Go back to your country if you disagree with them. Or if they don't like it, they say go back to your country, okay? Well, how about, did anybody hear this argument from them? Love it or leave it? Love it or leave it, right? It's like about the United States. They tell you, love it or leave it. Is this the American culture? Is the American culture teaches or like practices, love it or leave it? That the American culture fits with the statement of go back to your country? So the American culture is not like that. So now, well, what would be the answer? You say, I'm from United States. Here's my country. My country is United States. And not all Muslims are immigrants. You know, the African American Muslims and the white Muslims, okay? They are not, especially the African American people. You tell them, go back to your country. Where is their country? Did they have a country? Do they have a country? They are in the United States since forever.
Can't you say that the whites are also immigrants because the people who were born here were natives? So I mean,
right. That's another argument. Just tell them, but don't be mean and say go back to Europe. I would say this is my country, sir. This is my country. Okay, and this is the American culture.
Yeah.
The American culture is that tolerating the opinions of the others. And so, love it or leave it? No. Why? Because the American culture teaches what? Teach love what is good and hate what is bad. Love what is good and hate what is bad. This is the American culture. Now, what happens to the white people when they disagree together? Like two white people disagree together. Do you hear one of them telling the other, go back to your country?
No.
Okay, so they are basically using this to people that, Muslims basically, even. They consider Muslims, as I said, they are not American. They are not full American. There was this guy when I was working in South Carolina, this guy was saying, you guys are not real Americans. You guys are not full Americans. You guys half Americans. Half. Okay? Yeah, that's what he said.
Really?
Yeah, he's my friend. So he says these things. And, you know, he is being rude, but, you know, I can't just, like, not talk to him. So I talk to him, and he says, you guys are not American. You guys come from corrupt culture. You guys come from corrupt culture. You find that the people who are corrupt are mostly the people, immigrants. Immigrants are corrupt. Immigrants are corrupt.
So your friend told you that?
Yes, he said Americans are corrupt.
Huh? How is he your friend?
Let me call him co-worker.
Co-worker.
Yes.
That
so,
co-workers suck.
But anyway, the guy opened up to me, and he started saying these things. So he basically said something in his heart. Okay, he felt very comfortable with me, that he felt that it's okay to insult me.
Wow.
No, you know, that's when you get used to your friends, then
true.
You, yeah. So he started saying, you guys are not American. And then he says, Detroit, you know Detroit?
Yeah.
It has almost like, has more immigrants than any other part in the country. They say Detroit is a corrupt state. Detroit is a corrupt, city. Why? He said because it is full of immigrants. Okay? Once we used to pay the association fees for the apartment, for the house that is located inside a subdivision. Once they found the shortage of money, so they went right to us and they said, you guys didn't pay. I said, no, we paid. They said, no, you didn't pay. They made it an assumption because we were the sort not white people living in the complex, living on, in the subdivision. And then later on when they did the research, they found out that we paid. Actually, I just showed them the check. I said, here we go. We paid. Okay? So, but they assumed right away that we are, who are bad people. We don't pay. How about the people? You know, I heard argument from someone. She said that about the America, about being not being white. She says that we were in a conference, and this conference was organized by pharmaceutical companies. Okay. And when we were there, pharmaceutical company, okay? And when you're there at the registration desk, the people who attend are mostly doctors, MDs, medical doctors. So in the registration desk, they had pens for free. Free pens. And then this lady said that when an immigrant doctor, he's an MD, mean rich, okay? Medical doctors in the United States are rich, really rich. She said, even though he's a medical doctor, even though he's rich, he took 2 pens, and then he left, and then he came back and took 4 pens, then he left, and then he came back and took, you know, the rest of the pens, and he then left. So that lady was expressing, she said, all white doctors didn't do that. There is this immigrant doctor, or this non-white doctor, he's did that, even though he's rich. So he's corrupt. Even though he's rich, he's still corrupt. So what I told her, I said that maybe it happens because we grew up with being tested. We were tested, okay? We grew up in corrupt countries, corrupt political systems. We grew up in a corrupt political system. And we didn't have luxury. We didn't grow up surrounded by luxury. We didn't grow up in kindergartens. We didn't grow up in a fancy schools or universities. You know how is it like in the Middle East, right? You know, like in country, we grew up in poverty. So we are being tested. We were tested. But I'm telling them, you guys were not tested. We were tested. You're not tested. You're trying to tell me that. You're trying to say that I succeeded in a test that I didn't take. If I will take you, look, if I will take you, look, if I take you, okay, and send you to Egypt to grow up there and, you know, like switch places. I send you to Egypt to grow up there, and I come here to the United States to grow up in the United States. Okay? You are going to be more corrupt than me. You understand?
Yeah.
Because they were not tested. They were not tested. We were tested. We were tested hardly. We grew up in a poor environment. We grew up that to take advantage of everything that we have available for us. Okay? This is what we grew up with. So when you're being tested, we actually doing very well. Now, but the white people, did they go there?
No.
Did they grow up there? Yeah, they grew up throwing away pencils, throwing away erasers, and just get another pencil, get another eraser. Throw away crayons, coloring pencils. They throw them away. This is what they grew up doing. They threw away the notebooks. They threw away like stacks of paper. They are born and lived in an environment that they can waste. Okay? And to them, they are saying, we pass because we're not corrupt. Yes, you're not corrupt, but you didn't pass. You tell me you pass when you go grow up in Egypt and come back and let me see. Let me see. So you can't compare apples and oranges. You can't compare apples and oranges. You can't compare someone who grew up in a rich country, growing up in a rich environment, with someone who grew up in poverty. Real poverty. You can't compare this with that. Why can't you compare both? Can you sit a little far? Yeah. Change your seat. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you really comprehend what I'm trying to say? So what am I trying to say? Huh? They are claiming victory in a test to that. Huh? You didn't take. You know what? If we switch places, they are going to be maybe worse than us. Okay? We're really doing very well. Comparing to the environment that we came from, we're doing very well. They were never tested. They were never tested, girls, right? You got that part? Okay. Now, when they tell you love it or leave it, what do you say? You say the American culture is love what is good and hate what's bad, right? So it's not all love it or leave it. Can you find an American white person who agrees with everything?
No.
They have things that they disagree with, right? Okay. So the American culture tolerates that. So when they disagree together, they respect. Look, no talking. When they disagree together, okay, they say they respect each other's opinion. Like I respect your opinion, you respect my opinion. When they disagree together, the white people. But the ones, the bad people that I'm talking about, not the white people, this minority of the white people who are racist. Okay, so they say, if we disagree, I respect your opinion. You respect my opinion, right? But when I disagree with a migrant or a non-white guy, okay, then I say, go back to your country. I don't respect that opinion. So we respect difference of opinions if we are white. Like talking about them, they respect difference of opinion if they are white. But if they are not white, then they don't respect difference of opinion. They tell you love it or leave it. There is, George Bush used to say, you are either with us or the terrorists. And Bin Laden says, you're either with us or you are a kafir. Or you're like a non-believer. Okay? Or like a bad Muslim. So both of them are dictators, right? George Bush says, it's either with us or against us. What about being against both of you? The Bush, we're against you, George Bush, and we're against the Qaeda. We're against both of you. Because why? Because there is something called government-sponsored terrorism.
Yeah.
Which is what? Which in the government, like what happens for Iraq, for example. When the government, for no reason, goes and terrorizes the people in Iraq. When the government drops an atomic bomb. When the government does all of these things, the actual thing is that George Bush was practicing state-sponsored terrorism. That's what he has. That's what he. That's what he embraced. Okay. At the other hand, there is a gang-sponsored terrorism, which is Al-Qaeda and Bin Laden. I'm against both. I'm really against both. Against the George Bush and against with Al-Qaeda and Bin Laden. I'm against both. So who are you to tell me? Is this an insult? Who are you to tell me? Who are you to tell me? You're either with us or against us. Who are you to say that? I'm against both of you. Easy. I'm against both of you. Not against with us or against us. I'm against both of you. Okay? So no one has the right to tell me what to believe in. He's either with us. He insulted a lot of intellectuals. A lot of intellectuals got insulted because, you know, that he said you are either with us or against us. You know what's the difference between propaganda and terror? I'm sorry. Between propaganda and journalism? What is the difference between propaganda and journalism? Yes.
Journalism is like neutral and propaganda is biased. Like it shows one person's really bad. Like if Pearl Harbor, what happened? Everyone shows like, oh my gosh, that was so bad. Poor America suffered so much. But then they threw an atomic bomb back. So I mean, it was even worse for Japan than it was for America. So they make it show like Americans were innocent and they did nothing. And they got hit and they reacted really calmly even though they didn't.
Yes. What she said, basically, to summarize what she said that she said that propaganda is to spread lies. Or let me make it even easier. Propaganda is to get one opinion and then force this opinion on the audience. It's like they take one side. They don't consider both sides. Journalism is...
telling both sides of the story.
Exactly. Exactly. Journalism is that you present to me the news about the first side, and you present me the second side, the opposite side, and I get to decide who's right and who's wrong. It's not up to you to tell me what to decide. And this is why a lot of intellectuals are mad. They are mad at the media. They are angry. They say it's propaganda. It's not media. It gives me only one opinion. And then it keeps pushing this opinion, pushing this opinion, pushing this opinion. No! I stopped watching news because of this. I mean, among other reasons, because of that deception. Who are you to tell me what's right and what's wrong? Who are you to tell me who's right and who's wrong? I get to decide. You present to me both sides and I get to decide. And when you present to me both sides, okay, don't fool me. Like when they present, for example, don't fool me when you present. When they present, for example, the picture of Al-Qaeda, okay, and try to paint this picture as for all Muslims, because Al-Qaeda is sharing the same religion with us. By the way, is it possible to have criminal Muslims?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Is it possible to have criminal Christians?
Yes.
Yeah. So the people who commit terrorism are criminals. As simple as that, criminals. And every religion has criminals. Okay? You see, they are the Ku Klux Klan, or the Ku Klux Klan, yes, Ku Klux Klan of, it's, they are like the Ku Klux Klan of Muslims. So they are the equivalent of Ku Klan Klux. Ku Klan, huh?
Ku Klux Klan.
Klu Klux Klan.
It's not Klu, it's
Klu,
right?
Klu, Klu, Klu. Klu, K-L-U. Q, yeah, because it's K-K-K.
No, they, I thought it was Klu, not Klu.
Yes, okay. So it is K-K-K of the Muslim
people. Yeah,
it is. Muhammad, you want to take your turn? Are you at stopping point?
Can I wash my hands?
Yes. You're okay? Take over?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk about the differences between us, like color, religion, language. These differences between us. Okay. Are they natural differences or man-made differences?
Natural. No?
Are they the differences in color, the difference in language, the difference in race?
Natural.
Are these intended by Allah or not?
Yeah.
So, do you punish me for differences intended by our creation, by our Creator? Allah intended to have these differences, right? So, are they natural differences? Yes. Decided by who?
Allah.
Allah. So why punishing me for natural differences intended by our Creator, right? You understand this? Why punish me for mistakes, okay? For differences created by our intended by our Creator? That's the first thing, you know, I say, don't punish me for a difference, natural difference is intended by our Creator. He intended that. It's not my fault. And it's not his fault. He intended that for a reason. Okay? But don't punish me for these natural differences. You know, punish me or judge me for, don't judge me for natural differences intended by our Creator. But judge me for things that I chose. If I chose to commit crime, then I judge me. If I chose to be a bad guy, then judge me. If I chose to commit a crime, judge me. But don't judge me about natural differences intended by our Creator, because this is, I have nothing to do with it. When I make a conscious decision, judge me for that. But don't, if you want, but don't judge me for natural differences intended by our Creator.
That I couldn't control.
That I couldn't control. That I couldn't control. It's beyond my control. Okay? Okay. You know that they say, they always say about Americans, you say Arab Americans, Muslim Americans, Indian Americans. Now, why do they add this prefix? You know the prefix, which is Arab American, Muslim American. Why do they use this? Why don't they say just American? Huh?
To sort of classify them as like the terrorists.
Exactly. Exactly. Not only that, but also they want to say you're different. You're not American. So how many generations need to go before I can wash away the prefix? Let's say, for example, I am Chinese American. I'm being labeled as Chinese American. How many cycles of generation do I have to go through before I'm called just an American? You understand? Like, when they came, how many cycles?
You can't get away from that label.
Hmm?
You can't get away from the label.
You can't get away from that label? Yes, after how many generations you came? Like, maybe my generation, they say Arab Muslim, Arab American. Second generation, maybe, you know, third generation, maybe fourth generation, fifth generation. Take me five generations. It took us five generations to get rid of the prefix. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but is that even possible? Because if you're, like, let's say you're being labeled as Chinese American, you will always still look like a Chinese. So, like, people
no.
will still call you Chinese.
Eventually,
American.
The genes will be wiped out.
Even though.
If you're marrying an American.
Even though.
If you're marrying an American, if you're Chinese and you marry another Chinese person, you're not going to change the way you look.
I know, but if you marry an American, which is when you marry an American, a Chinese marries an American, they have a half Chinese, half American, and they keep on going until the Chinese is very small.
Then you're not, if you don't look like a certain race, then they're not going to label you as it. As long as you look at like a certain race, you're going to be labeled as that race.
Yes, but what I'm trying to say here, there is there is two ways. There's a good way of being recognized as a Muslim American, and there's a bad way. The good way is that I am so proud of diversity, and we are a diversified society. We're a society that has the culture, respects, diversity. Diversity. You know diversity?
Yeah.
I just like to call it diversity sometimes. Diversity is diversity, okay? So basically, we live in a culture that respects diversity. So by saying that I am a Muslim American in a good way, I love it. Like diversity. But if they say the Muslim American, because they don't want to say I'm an American, they want to say that I'm not a foot American, or I have a background that is not doesn't fit with American, then I would say, excuse me, call me American. Okay? You understand the difference? What's the difference? When do you say, don't call me Arab American, just call me an American, and when you're proud?
When you're saying Arab American in like a bad way, meaning that you're not completely American, but you're
exactly. How about the other situation?
When you're proud to be half Arab.
And they're proud that they have diversity.
Yeah.
So it both works both ways. Yes.
What about like an application for like college or something? Would you put Arab or American?
Arab.
Oh, they force me, because I'm born in the Middle East, so they force me to write white. So this is a law, sort of. You're born in the Middle East, you're white.
Why?
You see why? That's the smart thing. It is, okay. They don't want us to be a protected minority. You understand? The laws protect African Americans, right? We have something called affirmative action. Do you know what affirmative action is? To make sure that there's enough African American holding jobs, and there are enough women's holding jobs. I'm sorry, enough women holding jobs. So they have this so-called affirmative action. So African Americans are legally protected. Okay, Chinese Americans are legally protected. Arab Americans are not protected. If they call us, if they classify us as one of the minorities, then we're protected. But they don't do that. They don't want to give us that protection. You understand? They don't want to give us this protection. There is a guy coming from Egypt, and he's so black, more black than what you can ever imagine. Okay? They called him in the application. They said, no, you're born in Egypt, you have to mark white.
White?
Yeah.
But why are Egyptians white?
Because they don't want to protect. They don't want us to be a protected minority.
But white people are protected.
Of course, because of discrimination. Like, they want to make sure that you have at least, let's say, 2 African-American employees. And you better have 2 women working for the company. And you better have, you understand? So if all are white, then this is violating the laws, basic. Not violating the laws, but like you don't pass an affirmative action thingy.
But if you put your name, if you put yourself as white, then won't you get the job because?
No, I wouldn't be protected minority. Okay. So you understand? So that I'll come back to you. Yes?
What about Afghanistan? It's not.
What about what?
Afghanistan, like Pakistan. Pakistan is like more Asia.
You're not protected. You have to mark white.
So if I'm from Afghanistan, I have to mark white.
Yes.
So they just don't give the option.
All Muslims basically have to mark right, even if they are more black than charcoal.
Oh, that's
that
really
must.
Dark.
And the reason,
like,
does it? Do you understand the reason? Same thing. You mark white. Do you understand the reason here?
Yeah.
Because they don't want us to be treated like a protected minority, like women, like blacks, like Asians. They don't want, because those have affirmative action laws protecting them.
So they just don't give, so when you're filling out the form, they just don't give the option.
Yeah, they give the choices, but you have to mark white. If you
don't.
Okay. They, if you don't mark right, actually there was a guy that I said, the black guy who came from Egypt, he sued. He sued the company. Why? Because a stink? No, he sued the government. Why? Because he's not being treated like an African American. Right? He wanted to be treated like an African American. Question is why? No, we're not saying white people are like that. At the beginning of the class, we said most American people are nice, but there is that minority that is so mean. Really, so mean. They look down to us. And they are so rude. Okay? So we're trying to reply to those people. But, you know, most white Americans do respect you. Remember, last week, an American couple brought flowers. And they put it in next to, yes, and they put a card saying we are all Muslims. They put a card saying we are all Muslims. So those are the American people. Those are the people that represents the American culture. But the other kind, which is like the hate people, the Ku Klux Klan, right? Yeah. Got it right? Or yeah, Ku Klan, yeah. Klux?
Ku Klux Klan.
Ku Klux Klan, good.
Klan means like tribe, so it's at the end.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, if they are sort of, I remember Muhammad Ali was saying, like an Alabama sheriff. But anyway, you understand why we're classified as white? Because they don't want us to have laws that protect us. That's why. Okay? Because there are laws protecting African Americans, there are laws protecting Asian Americans. Yes?
Okay, so you got to the point where they don't want laws protecting Arabs, but why don't they want laws?
Muslims.
Or Muslims.
Mean.
That's it?
Yeah. They don't want you
they
to be.
They think we're
mean.
Terrorists.
Like, yeah. I can't.
That already. Yeah.
Can I complain that they are discriminating against me because of my race? No. But can I say they are discriminating against me because of my religion? Yes. Yeah. The black person can say they are discriminating against me because of my race. Why? Because they are legally protected race. Okay? They are protected by law. Okay? Women also protected by law to have decent jobs. Okay? Same thing, affirmative action. Okay? All right.
So, I have a question here. If there's like a shop, right? Let's say like Baskin Robbins or something, and they have to like take in like two women and like one African American person, and then the rest can be anyone. So what if no women apply for the job?
Okay, they don't do that with Baskin Robbins and things like
no,
that.
But I know, but
they
like
do
any
it like corporations.
Company, any
corporations. They want you to hire certain percentage of black. Like, these spots cannot be filled by anybody but black. If you don't, then they scratch you from being complying with affirmative actions. And this has consequences. Like, if you apply for a government job, they wouldn't give it to you, blah, blah, blah. Things like that. Okay? So now let me ask you a question. A lot of people don't know the answer for this. Are we, in the United States, are we democratic? Are we democratic or constitutional republic?
Yeah. Are we as in we're neither.
United States. The American people. The American people. Are we democratic? Is it democracy or constitutional republic?
Our government is a democratic republic.
No, there is no democratic republic. There is democratic and constitutional republic. Which one?
It's neither, because I don't agree with, neither fits the criteria for, how is it?
Let's say on paper, just make it easy. On paper, are we democratic or constitutional republic?
Constitutional.
On what basis you're saying that?
Because democratic means that you can't, like, if there's certain rights, the people can vote the rights out, and like you won't have that right anymore. But a republic, a republic is like when you have a right and no one can take that right away, even if you vote it out.
Perfect. Do you hear this answer? That's the perfect answer. That's exactly. The majority in the constitutional republic, the majority cannot vote to take away the rights of the minority. Why? Because this vote is not allowed. The constitution says that you cannot vote on a law that is forbidden by the constitution. You understand? So it's not open for discussion. Let's say somebody says all just stupid things. Says like, what should I say? Yeah, all Muslims. Constitutional republic. We are constitutional republic. Because let's say Muslims cannot have masjids. Muslims cannot have masjids. Okay. And they are asking the American people to vote. Let's say here in Santa Clara. We have a masjid here in Santa Clara. Okay? So, can people vote that we shouldn't have a masjid? Is it a vote? Is it a possible vote? Is it available to vote?
No.
How come?
Because it violates the people's rights.
The Constitution. Because it violates the Constitution. So you can only vote in a constitutional republic. You can only vote on...
laws.
On things that are constitutional. It's just like, okay, should we pick this alternative or that alternative? Both alternatives are okay by the constitution. So, yeah, you can vote on that.
It's like when the elections were going on and then they were voting if marijuana should be legalized. That doesn't go against the Constitution. Even though it's bad, it doesn't
exactly.
go against the Constitution. So
perfect example, yeah. Perfect example. Can you repeat it?
Like, when the elections were going on, then the people had the option to vote to legalize marijuana. And even though it was a bad thing, it didn't go against the Constitution, so the people were still able to legalize it.
So can we pass a law, can we say, for a vote... all Muslims should be killed, let's say.
Against
the Constitution. Is it available for vote?
No.
No. You got it? So I found that some people, some adults, they think we're democratic. No. In a democratic society, the majority can vote to take away the rights of the minority. But in a constitutional republic, people, such a vote is not possible. It's not allowed. Because it violates the Constitution. Okay.
But then there's other factors as well, right? Like,
such as?
Nowadays, Democrats are like, they're more liberal and they're more against racial discrimination. So like, that's a hard decision. Because if you say you're a Republican, then you're saying that you have rights that can't be taken away, but you are like in the majority of people who like to racially discriminate.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's a hard decision.
Yeah, it is a hard decision. However, you're allowing people to choose within the limits. You understand? So there are certain areas within the Constitution that you're still okay. So both Democrats and Republicans, not Trump in the past, both, they didn't really violate the Constitution. It's just like they are being,
like
these are like options.
That are good.
Exactly. Okay. But and then Republicans, they don't like the immigrants and the immigrants don't vote for them. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only way we can fight back. It's just we're not voting for you.
Yeah.
Okay? Another thing that... just was about to say, but it went out of my mind. Just blank it out. Okay, so back to the subject of being constitutional republic. Do you know that we're moving away from being constitutional republic? We're moving away from that. And the biggest deviation was the Trump's executive order. He represents the worst in the American culture, right? And he was selected. And he signs executive orders that are discriminating against the First Amendment, okay? But they can make fake excuses. Like, for example, they can say, okay, yeah, we're banning, yarhamukumullah. They say, okay, we're banning Muslims from these countries because these countries are unstable. And these countries have an environment that allows terrorists, you know what I'm saying? Allows people to be recruited to be terrorists, okay? That's what he's saying. But when they, do you know that all the countries that he banned, the seven countries, none of them is Saudi Arabia, none of them is Egypt, and none of them is Lebanon? You know why?
Yeah, and those are the ones that had the terrorists.
Those are the ones who had 9/11.
Yeah.
Like Saudi Arabia, they have 16 terrorists on the 9/11. And they did not pan.
Exactly.
Saudi Arabia.
I was watching a video on YouTube. Like, it showed a map of the Middle East, and then it showed all the countries that were banned, and then it highlighted all of the countries that had the terrorists from 9/11, and none of the countries that were banned were the ones from... It's stupid. They banned the countries that didn't really have a threat to them.
He basically couldn't ban Saudi Arabia because... Why? Because of oil. And also Saudi Arabia have massive investments in the United States. A lot of money, the United States being invested by Saudi Arabia. So it really, really ruins the economy. Okay? All right. The last subject that, the last point that I wanted to make was about the personality. Is the American personality and the Muslim personality, do they fit together or do they bump heads? Bump heads. Why? Why are you saying bump heads?
Because their laws are different, or what they believe is much different from what we believe.
Okay.
Their morals are different.
Yeah.
But I think this is within the area of tolerance. Like, I mean, do you hate your neighbor because he has a girlfriend? No. Okay. So basically, the American personality is based on the American culture. And we have accepted people. We have accepted. You have friends who date, right?
No.
Okay.
But soon, they probably will.
They soon
one day
will be. I can tell you what grade are they? They are getting ready to date. Huh?
LGBT.
Oh my God.
What is it?
LGBT, gay, lesbian.
What about them?
We also tolerate them.
We tolerate them, yes. Yes, we tolerate
them.
And support them. Do people drink?
Yep.
Do we like fight them because they drink?
No.
Do we tolerate them?
Yes.
So, do the American and Islamic culture fit together or hit each other? They fit together.
Yeah.
Okay. The Sharia, the Muslim Sharia, if you want to go back to Sharia, it says that you're fine, you can marry a non-Muslim. Or men, Muslim men, can marry a Christian woman or a Jewish woman. Okay? So you are so tolerant that I can have a Christian woman, my wife, the most beloved person on me on earth, the mother of my children, the one I can have it to be a Christian. Tell me, for the sake of Allah, how could you find more tolerance than that? You see? Do you understand? So they don't pump together heads. They don't pump. They go together. And we can find common areas. I'll give you an example and conclude. Do you know this? These naked babes in the ads? Do they know about them? Like they have an ad?
With mainly about trucks and manly things. That, like if it's trying to appeal to grown men, they will put a tall, thin, and scandalous woman.
Yeah, they will put sort of stereotype beautiful woman, okay? They call it naked babe. They put it on display, right? How can we be getting, how can we get along with this? This is the way to approach it. Do you know pollution?
Yes.
Then we can classify this as an image pollution, right? We can work with conservative Americans to classify such a thing as image pollution. We understand? You just introduced, you say, Americans believe in sound pollution, and noise pollution, and carbon dioxide pollution. Let's add to that image pollution. And this ad is an image pollution of the public place. I'll see you next week.
Next question is, we have the right to be like, I don't want that up there. That is, like, have a guy, great meet. What do we just have to be
great?
I mean, February.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This year, last week, before break.
Before what?
So you don't have break next week on Sunday. You will have the break on the week afterwards.
So this is the part you wrote?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.